Welcome into another edition of Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and I'm so happy to have back on the program once again the immediate past president of the Eater and Noon Rotary, Chuck Chase. Chuck, welcome back.
Dale, thanks very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's good to have you with us, and we want to have you on for a couple of things. Number one, the Eater and Noon Rotary is having a very special year this year, right?
It had a very special year that began actually July 1st of 2020. Through June 30th of this year, and it marked our 100th anniversary as a club. And that's the Adrian Noon Rotary Club. A lot of people have heard also of the Adrian Morning Club. And years ago, a number of those members were part of our club. And then they felt that it might be wise, those that want to get up early in the morning and attend a 7 o'clock meeting, not wait till noon on a Thursday, could do that. So that was one of the primary reasons that they did that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, just to refresh our memories for our listeners, is that the mission for the Adrian Noon Rotary Club, as Rotary as a whole, too.
You bet. Well, it's like we pile everybody into a service club atmosphere, if you will. So we're in service to our community. And I don't know of any service club that doesn't raise money and give it back to the community that they live in. Mm-hmm. And that would be Civitan, the Optimus, Kiwanis, and those, and Rotary. So we have special projects throughout the year, and that money we take, we put it in the bank and either give it to nonprofits as a donation, or we fund other projects that make more money, like the Woodworking Warriors program out at the Sam Buford Workshop. We fund that. We've sponsored that. We're very proud to have done that. So that's just one example of the way that we give back to the community.
And but you also have a primary focus for that Rotary has, right, Chuck?
Yes. Service above self actually is one of our mottos. And when you look at Rotary International, our parent, if you will, mm-hmm. They will have six areas of service. And a lot of that is not just nationally, you know, here in the U.S., but it's international. It's overseas. Mm-hmm. Water well projects. I know the Adrian Noon Rotary Club asked and applied for a grant through our District 6400 of $5,000. And we were awarded $2,500. We matched $2,500. We were in concert with a couple of clubs in our district to supply water well drilling apparatus to Ghana, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, great work that the Adrian Noon Rotary Club is doing. What are some of the things that you've been doing to observe the 100th year for the celebration, Chuck?
Well, if you drive past your studio, and if you're coming from the east and you look to the south, you'll see our new centennial clock, which was a laborious project, to say the least. I think we started probably 14, 15, 16 months ago deciding as a committee what do we want to do to commemorate and leave a legacy in the community. But more importantly, you know, tell the community that Rotary has tried to make an impact, and we think we have.
I think so.
So we ordered a clock. I saw a picture in some magazine from the Verdon Clock Company. And I took that after we formed the committee, and I said, you know, we need a gala dinner, first of all, to celebrate. But we also need something that is a permanent structure that people can go by and say, you know, that's the Adrian Noon Rotary Club who's been around for 100 years. So we got the wheels rolling. We made we submitted some forms, application. I made a down payment, and the clock that you see across from your fine studio here is up and was installed, I want to say, Tuesday of this last week. Mm-hmm. So people ought to drive by to see that, and I think they'll be impressed.
I really like the looks of it.
Thank you.
Was there, you know, many to choose from, or did you have a certain idea what do you want the clock to look like, Chuck?
Well, there were quite a few. Once we nailed down the manufacturer and we looked at what Verdon offered, when you drive through Blissfield, you'll see by the park there, the tall one with the four faces, that's a Verdon clock also, a little taller than ours. But we went with this height because we knew it was going to be on the hill at Comstock here behind the monument. And really, the person that helped us out was Nathan Bird, who was the former city administrator here in Adrian.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. We got him into Rotary, I want to say, early last year.
Nice.
And we asked him, would you want to be on the committee, first of all? And if so, do you have a place that we could put our clock? So he was the one that kind of pointed out that location. So we are really pleased that we got him in. So sad that he's left, but he did his number for us while he was here.
Yeah, definitely. Very classy-looking clock. It really is. I really do like it. And I like the fact that the face, the clock face, is lighted up at night.
You said that when you get here in the studio at 4:30, you can see it. Now, I've not seen it because I'm still in bed.
Yeah, yeah.
But
thank goodness
that's
for you.
Good to hear. That's great to hear.
Yeah, it is. And it really looks nice. I mean, like I said, it's sharp and it looks very classy. As well, and really does. How can I say this, Chuck? It really does, you know, accentuate, I think, Comstock Park.
I think it does too. You know, and we were thinking. I asked Nathan. I said, "How about if we put it down by Winter Street and Maumee?" And he said, "No, you don't want to take away from that beautiful structure, that stainless steel that Doug Herrera did for the city." And I said, "You're right." So he said, let's take a ride up to the top and see if there's a place up there." And sure enough, where it's sitting is the one he pointed out.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of nice about the fact that we have the fountain down there at the corner of Maumee and Church. And then, of course, the other structure that you just mentioned. And then having this now on this corner.
Makes it complete, doesn't it?
It really does. Mm-hmm. It really does. Mm-hmm. And it just really adds to it. You know, the thing is that I think Comstock Park has really been a nice jewel for the city. But this also, with this clock now, is really going to – has made it even better, Chuck.
Well, it will. And then when you get the Christmas trees in there this winter.
Yes.
And you've got that, you know, at night illuminated like it – it's going to be beautiful. I think you're right.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be really great.
Yeah.
I really love it right now. I mean, every time I come to work now, you know, at 4:30 in the morning is that I look over and I smile because of the fact that I think it's so neat to be able to have something like this. And I think it really – does an added positive note for the city of Adrian, too.
I appreciate you saying that. I think so, too.
Yeah. And I think it's really nice that the Adrian Noon Rotary Club, by celebrating its 100th anniversary, is going to be able to say, you know, have something to commemorate that.
Well, that was what was so important to the committee. Once they said, no, we need to make a splash.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to spend a whole lot of money. This was not a cheap purchase by any means. However, you know, we have to be cognizant of other entities we could have given that money to, which
sure.
we do throughout the year. So we figured, I don't think anybody's going to mind if we spend a little bit more. And you know, this will be a permanent structure here in the city for everybody to see.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have plans for a dedication for the clock?
There are, Dale. As a matter of fact, it's going to be in the first Friday of August in downtown Adrian. So that's going to be August 6th. We're going to invite a number of dignitaries. It's going to be at 6 o'clock in the evening. The band Alias, who you're familiar with, Mark sure. Murley, who owns the Armory.
Yes.
He was going to play in a certain section of the town like he does during other First Fridays, but he's willing to change the venue so we can have a microphone and we can have a lot of glitz down here in this section while that's all going on and be able then to use their equipment then to dedicate the clock. And we're inviting several dignitaries, you know, State Senator Zorn and Bronna Colley, State Representative Bronna, the mayor, of course.
Sure.
And if they're hearing this for the first time, they might not have gotten their invitation yet, but be on the lookout in the mail because they're coming. And so we're looking for a rather good turnout. We thought, let's do it while there's excitement downtown.
Yes.
So we picked the first Friday.
Absolutely. What a great time, because as we've been seeing over the past couple of First Fridays, that people are yearning to get out to events like this.
Exactly.
So, I mean, having this on the first Friday kind of accentuates the fact of the festivities happening there downtown to bring it down to Comstock Park as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're excited about it. We really are. Our only concern was, is it going to be here in time, you know, this year yet? So we're still within the 2021 year or the 100 years, and we are, you know, all of 21. As a matter of fact, back in 1921, the Adrian Noon, or back then it was Adrian Rotary Club, was founded by probably 25 other members from other clubs, a couple in Ohio.
Oh, really?
They came here and they knew a few people and they started to establish the club, and it grew to over 175 people. So when I joined in 1977, I still remember eating at the YMCA, that front
sure
room
enough.
There
yep, yep.
for I don't know how long. And yep. then we moved the venue to the Secret Garden. And then we went to Lenawee Christian,
yeah.
and then we went to the Country Club, and then we went back to Lenawee Christian is where we are now. So every noon Thursday is our meeting. And we're down to probably about 50 members. And service clubs today, Dale, aren't like they used to be. And we're not sure why. You know, people are losing interest in becoming a part of that. But it's going to be cyclical. I think it's going to come back. And we're doing, you know, recruiting like every other service club is for members to network, to mm-hmm. serve the community, to give back.
Yeah.
So we hope we can grow our membership over the years.
Well, you know, let's see how they can, if somebody is interested in becoming a member of the Adrian Noon Rotary Club, how can they do that?
Well, all they have to do is get on our Facebook page at adrianrotary.com, or they can call any member of the club. As I said, we have about 50 members. They can call me, and love to have them at least experiment and find out what's Rotary all about if they're not familiar with it already,
mm-hmm.
because it is a great club and it's a great chance to network. There are people around your table who you would never have met otherwise
sure.
if you hadn't been part of the club.
Absolutely.
So I've learned so much and grown as an individual and met a lot of great people who are considered, you know, my dear friends to this day.
Mind giving out your phone number then?
Sure. Not at all. It's 517-263-6520. And my name again is Chuck Chase. And Kathy Herrera now has taken over. This is her, I think, third stint as president of the club. And my term ended July 1st. So, and, you know, there's always room for past presidents, you know, being on the board
mm-hmm.
as an immediate past president, mm-hmm. serving on committees,
sure.
and still staying involved.
Absolutely. The phone number one more time.
Phone number is 517-263-6520.
Okay, well, let's mention once again when the dedication is going to be had for the centennial clock.
That will be Friday, August 6th at 6 o'clock by the clock across the street from the Armory. And anybody who wants to come down there will have finger food, some drinks, nothing elaborate. We do have September 30th. We have our gala dinner at the Hills of Lenawee.
Yeah.
Planned for members of both clubs.
Great.
And some dignitaries will be invited there too.
Excellent. Chuck, thank you so much. And thanks for all the work that you put into it, as well as the committee, to put this together to have this wonderful centennial clock here in Adrian. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Dale, very much for your time. Always appreciate the time with you on the radio.
Well, I appreciate all the work that you put into this as well. So, Chuck, we'll look forward to having you back in Adrian Noon Rotary, back on other events and things that they're going to be doing in the community.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Dale.
All right. My guest has been immediate past president of the Adrian Noon Rotary, Chuck Chase. I'm Dale Gartner for Community Conversation. We'll talk again soon.